Welcome to the Grace Grace Podcast. This is a weekly podcast airing every Monday where we talk matters that uplift, encourage, and motivate us all. We also talk about current matters and come up with possible solutions. So with that, I want to thank you, Grace family, for your love and support, and may God bless you. And this podcast today is it's a podcast where I'm just being grateful to all of you for listening to this podcast. I record content, and sometimes you might feel like you're not doing anything, but when you get feedback from people, you feel like, wow, God is really working things out, and I'm grateful for that. And also, this is the new year, 2021. I'm sure we might be so disappointed with last year, where a lot of things happened. COVID happened, and maybe we've lost a family member or two, or like, even though it's not so close, maybe a friend, you know. And sometimes you ask yourself, like, what was happening. But I'm here to remind you that whatever happened in the past, let it be in the past, but remember what you carried from 2020. I'm sure with the lockdown phase, a lot of us had a time to reflect on a lot of things, and I'm sure you really kind of understood who you are. And if you didn't, don't feel pressure. Here we're not pressuring people. Feel free to just walk in your flow. Like, there's no time limit to anyone's life. Yeah. So just be grateful for this new year. I'm so happy to invite you all back again in this year. May God bless you. May you receive more and more. And also the fact that it's a new year, like, I feel like I'm a bit scared. Personally, I'm a bit scared of what's gonna happen. But one thing that keeps me moving is knowing that the fact that God is in control. And if you give God the power to be in control, then there's no point of you starting to think, maybe this is not gonna work out, this is not gonna work out. No, maybe now if you want to be in charge. So leave it all to God. Don't be in charge of anything. Just do your part. Like, don't try and do God's part. Yeah. Let God do his part, do your part also. Don't be lazy, definitely. If you're trying to get something, don't be lazy. You have to work hard. Yo, like, God's not gonna bless an empty hand. You feel me? Yeah. So don't be lazy. Work hard. If you're in school, keep doing you. Like, keep looking for those opportunities outside there. Because also, at the end of the day, you're gonna finish school. Then what? You feel me? Yeah. So I just want us to be real. Because at the end of the day, when the year ends, you'll be like, okay, I've finished my bachelor's or master's. Then what? And maybe you just focused on your education, which is perfectly okay. But then at the end of the day, whatever you're gaining in class is what you're gonna reflect in your workplace. So start thinking about that and start looking around and just finding ways out. So I love you very much. I love you all. And I don't want this to be so long, because I'm just here to wish you a happy new year. May God's will be done in your life. And to be honest, sometimes God's will is not the good side that we want to see, but may he also be present to guide you through the phase. Yeah. So if whatever you expected didn't happen and God gave you a different answer, may he be there to guide you through the answer that he gave you. Yeah, so I don't want to sound here like I'm preaching, because I'm not. Okay, be safe, take care, and if you're having celebrations, just take care, like, be safe, okay? Thank you so much for getting this far, and I don't want to say more, but you have a blessed year. We're gonna be interacting more. Bye-bye.